This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, this is going to be fun.
Oh, okay.
Sydney Zainon, third final interview of the night.
Hey.
Welcome to Dynasty Podcast. I have to, right off the bat, you're a student at Columbia. The last year, if you watch this podcast, if you listen to the podcast, you know we've been really focusing on bringing on a lot of like younger, emerging artists who might be in the earlier years of their journey, of their creative journey. And it's been a lot of Columbia students. Since I teach at Columbia, since our whole team is built of Columbia talent, we're bringing on a lot of Columbia students. And you are someone who I had in two of my classes. So welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. It's finally, it's just good to be here. I've heard you talk about it so much that it's like...
Well, I'm always like really impressed by anybody who has a class with me who comes on the podcast because I'm like, oh my God, you had to listen to me talk for 15 weeks and you had to listen to me talk for 30 weeks. So the fact that you were here, like you came back for more, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming up in all sincerity.
Thank you. Thanks.
Let's talk about what you do because you are a makeup stylist artist. You work very heavily in the creative kind of visual. I'm gonna let you tell it.
Okay, so I have been doing makeup for about a year now. I know I get a lot of people who ask me, how long have you been doing it?
I always thought you were doing a lot longer because you carry yourself so professionally with it.
It's just my team. My team is A1, you know, like everybody I work with, I don't work with people who, you know, like don't carry themselves professionally, you know, cause you gotta have somebody who's going to step you up if you're doing something wrong or, you know, if you're not doing right, you gotta have a team that's going to tell you like, nah, Sid, that's not it right there. So, I've been doing makeup and styling for about a year. It started with styling, with my friend Ron Lewis. I think he was on here.
Ron Lewis was just on a week ago. Yeah, I was just about to say, same Ron Lewis we just had. Yeah.
Right. So basically what happened is he was like, well, you know, we don't have anybody to do makeup. So it was like I was doing like styling, makeup, you know, creative directing.
For like models that he's working with or like
models,
for his fashion line?
Shows. Then it kind of built up from there. People were like, oh, can you do my face? Can you do my face? Blah, blah, blah. And I was definitely broke. So I was like, okay, yeah.
You're like, yes.
I was like, yes, please,
I will work.
Come sit down. So I just took any opportunity that I could get. And, you know, being a little girl from Nebraska is like, woo. So
you came to Chicago for Columbia, right?
Right.
Are you still a student at Columbia or have you graduated?
I am. I'm graduating this year, so.
That's crazy. Congratulations.
I know. It's a lot to balance. It's a lot to balance.
Well, yes, because when you've been in my classes, there's definitely been days where you've been late, but you come in and you're like, oh, man, I was just working this trade show. And it's like, we're a creative arts school. Like,
right.
You can't be mad at that. No,
right.
You were late 19 weeks in a row. Be different. But, like, you can't be mad when it's like you're coming in and you're like, oh, I was just working my professional craft.
Yeah, what I actually
at
do.
A live event.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing we preach.
I know a lot of times our shoots, like, overlapped times where I had class. So it was like, okay, I had to balance it out. It's kind of hard to, like, stay focused on school when you have, you know, such a demanding career. But I like it.
Yeah. And so you're doing this. You're working with a lot of creative concentrations, right? Like music and fashion.
Yesterday I did an event with Young Thug's fiance.
That's crazy.
Her name is Jerrica. She released a swimsuit line called Carlay Swimsuit Wear. Beautiful pieces. She's a beautiful person inside and out. She's such a sweetheart. So we basically on Thursday, they told us we had to get 3 models, have them hair and makeup ready by Saturday at 3:00.
And that's insane. So when you have like a creative like deadline like that, that just comes out of nowhere where it's just like, you got 2 days to make this happen or a day and a half or whatever it is. Like, how do you rise to meet that challenge? I feel like this is literally a conversation we could have like in one of my classes.
Oh, this is something I try and tell people who are always like hitting me up. Like, how do you do it? How do you do it? It's just, you gotta be ready. Like, it's a field that stuff gets thrown at you all the time. Even when I'm working with clients, and I'm running behind or something like that, and it's like an hour late, it's always just something being thrown at you. So you got to be ready.
You got to be adaptive. You got to be like ready for that, like on a moment's notice kind of thing.
Uh-huh. And I've had it where, like, say shoots. One time this big shoot we had, a model canceled on us. So it was just kind of like, okay, we got to work with one model. We have all these clothes in 4 hours to do it. So, you know, when you think 4 hours is a long period of time in shoots, it's really not.
No, because you got a lot you need to accomplish.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
How much of, and this isn't me remotely fishing for compliments about Columbia or anything, but how much of like kind of what you have heard or learned at Columbia lines up with what you're finding out in the real world about like actually putting your craft into action?
Everything.
Again, not fishing though, but it's like, I feel like what you're saying lines up with a lot of what we talk about.
Columbia definitely prepared me for a lot of the business part. I know with my finance class and my accounting class, it's like, okay, I know how to work my books. I know how to, you know, like take care of my money. I know how to save. But you know, being 22, it's like, I don't know how to save. So, you know, I'd be ready to buy everything up, but it's still, you know, Columbia, it definitely prepares you.
That's awesome.
Prepares you. I can't even say anything bad about it, honestly.
That's awesome. So, I mean, again, I already know that you were somebody who was, like, going out and doing it professionally, and you're working with, like we said, music, fashion people. Like, I guess, how do you keep the momentum going once you kind of get your foot in the door? Because I feel like it's one thing to get your start, and then it's right. another thing to keep that going, and that's a whole other set of challenges.
It's just you can't stop. Like, you can't get lazy about it. You can't see her and be like, oh, I'm tired. You know, like, I'll just tell her I'm not going to come. No, you can't do that.
Because someone else will come right up and snatch your spot.
So, you know, say if I'm like, oh, I'll get tired, you know, or something like that. You never know who you're going to meet at a shoot. You never know who you're going to meet when the artist is there. You know, I've worked with, you know, people in the NBA, people in the NFL, you know, a lot of people who I wouldn't expect to work with, and it's mainly because, okay, I didn't stop going. You know, like, I didn't.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, there's a lot of people that have talent out there.
Right.
And then there's fewer people who have talent and will show up on time and will stay till the job is done and will do the work outside of the job and then will come back and do the next thing.
You gotta go above and beyond. You have to. That's what clients love. If they, it's like you have to treat everybody who's not even a celebrity like they're a celebrity.
You got to feed that ego because everyone's like the most important person in their head.
Exactly. Even if she's like, you know.
Like tonight, you were the first guest here, which is awesome. You didn't have to be that. You know what I mean? Like, but you were here. You were like early and, you know, and this is so not an important thing. This doesn't affect any grade that you could get at Columbia, but you still totally showed up and that's awesome.
No, it's my mom always taught me impressions are everything. First impressions are everything. So. You know, if you're late, people automatically look at you like, okay, what's up? You know, mm-hmm. like, okay, what'd she forget? Okay, what, you know, like, what's going on? You know, so if you're late, then it kind of throws off the whole mood of everything.
So when you're working with creative talent, whether it's like music or someone from the NBA or something like that, how do you go about, you know, treating the talent with the reverence they deserve, but not geeking out where you're like, oh my gosh, you're so-and-so. Not that you would do that, but you know what I mean?
You know, like, you definitely can't be a fanboy. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't walk up and be like, oh my God. Now, when I seen J. Cole, I definitely was like, oh my God. But, but you know, like, it's, you have to just treat them as people. You know, like, they want to treat you like you're their homeboy or their homegirl, you know, like, they want to, you know, like, feel comfortable around you. They don't want to feel like, okay, she's Instagramming what I look like without makeup.
Right.
Okay, she's doing this. Okay, she's doing that. You know, like, you shouldn't have your artists feel like they got to be on their P's and Q's every time. So
totally.
I just try and treat them like family. Like, you know, like, hey, what's up, girl? You know, like.
And you're trustworthy.
Yeah,
you're like,
you know.
You're in there. Yeah. What about, like, doing this within Chicago? Because I know, obviously, you're here right now for school. Are you thinking that you will, you know, dip to one of the coasts after school and, like, carry this line of work into one, like, you know, in L.A. or New York? Or do you think that you'll stay based in Chicago? No judgment either way.
I definitely want to broaden myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want to try L.A., try New York, you know. I want to try a little bit of everywhere. And then, you know, if it brings me back to Chicago, then, you know, that's what's up, you know.
I think we talked about this. Did we talk about this in class that I think you would be like a good teacher?
Yeah.
I think you're going to go get a bunch of awesome experience, and then you're going to come back and teach a bunch of kids who are 11 years old right now.
I know. I have a lot of people who ask me, how did you get started, or what do I need to do to broaden my business, or, you know, like, how do I do makeup? And that's what I'm working on right now, classes and stuff like that.
That's so cool. Yeah. Are any of those live right now? Like, how could somebody take a class with you, or is that in development?
Right now, it's still in development. I'm working on doing a free class at Columbia, actually.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so then, you know, people can just come. I don't want to charge. I just want everybody to kind of, you know, get the gist. People, you know, like, women need to be able to feel themselves and feel, you know, confident. So I want them to do that without having to pay.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love everything you're saying. Like, we... what I do with this podcast outside of Columbia is I do a lot of events and workshops and panels, and 9.5 out of 10 times we do them free, because like what you're saying, so many of the people that need that knowledge, they might not be able to pay for it, you know, or like what we do with a panel, it's not the same as a college class, you know, we're not going to charge for it. So I'm a big believer in like, whenever you can, give the info away for free and go empower other people.
Yeah. That's one thing. I've learned about a lot of makeup artists. They don't want to tell you the products that they're using. It's like it's a secret or something, but I'm always down for educating people. My clients ask me a lot of questions and I answer every single one.
Well, I think when you make yourself a resource and you help empower other people, this is what I've seen. You become somebody that I think people are scared of becoming disposable.
Right.
But instead of becoming disposable, you become more essential, because more and more people know that you know what you're talking about.
Right.
And even if you tell them like, well, yeah, it's this makeup line, it's this brush, whatever, they're still not going to be able to do it the same way that you do.
Exactly. Makeup, there's no rules in makeup. And if there were rules, I guarantee you I'd break them. But,
I love that.
You know, like... people, you're able to do everything differently. Say the same way that she does something, you know, the same way she puts powder on your face won't be the same way I put powder on your face. You know, it might have the same type of finish, same type of outcome, but, you know, there's different techniques. Everything works for, you know, different things works for everybody, so.
There's a great example, and I use this blog sometimes in my classes, from the comic book writer Brian Michael Bendis. Huge fan of him. He writes X-Men, Spider-Man, Avengers. He writes like all the big flagship titles.
Right.
And in his Tumblr, it's very educational. It's very informative. He gives a lot of like insight into the creative crafts, which
That's
I love.
Great.
And he has this great example where he posts a sketch of the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk, that I forget what artist, but the artist drew it. And then four different inkers shaded it in. And it's four different images, even though it's the same picture that they're all getting. So I love that idea. And I think it's really cool that you are empowering other people, and especially honestly at a younger age, and you're already getting started on that path. If somebody wanted to find out more about what you're doing, if they wanted to get your services, do you have a website, or how can they reach you?
My website isn't up yet, but I would definitely go to my Instagram.
Okay.
Sydbidd, SYD_BIDD. So
okay,
I
Sydbidd.
Post like everything on there. I didn't make my Instagram, so you know, the Sydbidd, I don't know where it came from, but
okay.
Yeah.
But that's the best way to contact you. Right on. This is awesome. And I love what you're talking about with like the empowerment and the knowledge. And honestly, let's get you on one of our events at a later date, like one of our panels or workshops,
definitely.
If you're ever down.
Let me know. Yeah, definitely.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming up tonight. Like after already having to endure me in two classes in a row, two semesters in a row.
It's
I really
great.
Appreciate
at
it.
At first I was nervous because I always sound like a toddler on these things. So,
no,
you know.
It's lit.
I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
Right on. Sydney Zenon, makeup, stylist, hair, extraordinaire to artists in Chicago and beyond, man. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.